Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Free beer! Right. Now that I have your attention. No, I haven't got any free beer on me at the moment. Well, you might be lucky in the wizard's sleeve, but the only way to get there is by becoming a Royal Britannia Patreon. There's actually loads of bonus things all crammed into a few not-so-secret treasure chests that they've put together for you. That's right, you heard me correctly. You, yes you, can get your eager little hands on a monthly copy of the Daily Teledath, containing puzzles, comics, plenty of entertaining ads, as well as all the local news from our hometown of Nassau. Maybe reading isn't your thing, though. Well, everyone who joins up gets to request their own personalised drawing done by one of the crew. So, it may well be a bit crap. Sorry. Anyway, you can also use your ears and hear how it all began for us Buccaneers in our prologue episodes, as well as monthly bonus audio discovering more about the intricate lives of the characters in our story. We love making the show, and if you love listening, then you can be sure that every gold piece you give us goes straight back into making the adventures even better. Thank you for joining us on the journey so far, and we will continue battling on every Wednesday for absolutely nothing. As in, the cost is absolutely nothing. Not that the journey is for... Oh God, I hope it's not for nothing. That would suck. Anyway, if you can spare a buck for us bucks, and please, only do it if you can, then join the Royal Britannia Patreon family today. Then simply click on the link in the description of the episode and join up. I'll see you later and catch you on deck.
Previously on Royal Britannia.
Wales? What is wrong?
We're a man down.
We've lost Maurus.
Where did you leave him?
Not that kind of lost, Captain.
He's dead.
I don't believe it. Explain yourselves.
So we landed.
Captain, I think we're coming up to it.
Geth, what can you see?
There's a small beach, Maurus, with some ruins and a really thick jungle.
Anyone come in?
We might have decimated a goblin village.
Who the fuck are you?
Blam blam.
Keith?
Everything's okay up here. What do you want?
You're not Keith.
Lads, I think I fucked it.
Cast flame strike.
An entire tree's worth of goblins.
Fucking hell, man.
Is destroyed.
We made it through and we found a thinking engine.
I am the pyramid.
So what's your purpose?
I know everything.
But inside it, we found the piece of eight we were looking for.
And
dragon soars across the space, coiling around it and dropping into your top pocket. Simple golden watch.
But then Maurus's brother was outside. Him and the Imperial Guard ambushed us.
Hello!
Dave?
Hello, brother.
Cade.
Mally. I knew I'd get you again.
We fought them off. There was a lot of drop airs and fire and death. We won't get into that. And in the escape, his brother killed him.
I think there might be something on my back.
He's been poisoned by Deadly Night. One drop of it incurably poisons. I don't know how long you've got, but we've got his brother downstairs.
Starflower, these boys say they have a captive aboard their ship. I wish him to be brought aboard and locked in the academy. Pray, who is that?
In steps. Maurus.
Whoa! I don't understand. We watched you die.
Have you got the item?
It should be in your pocket.
Reluctantly. Pop it in the box.
Best friends, reunited, best friends.
I think you need a good night's sleep, mate. You look knackered.
I'm going to wander through our old rooms on the Tel'dath.
And you enter your room. It's lovely. Just how you left it.
All caught up?
Good.
Let's get back to the action.
We played. You brought him as the terrible news of Maurus's demise.
R.I.P.
Which turned out to be greatly over-exaggerated.
Indeed.
Suspiciously so.
That's Trevor's going to come after us after this because we fucking lied our asses. We didn't know it, to be fair.
Ooh, yeah.
But yeah, you made your way back to the Tel'dath and... You've renamed the Saint Felicia the Fallen Cleric, but you haven't actually put the name on it yet. So, strictly speaking, after its minor collision with the Tel'dath, it's called the Felicia. I'm sure that will be rectified soon. Oh,
yeah. We may have to change the name because he got down, but he gets back up again.
Chumbawamba,
yeah. Chumbawamba.
Go with the Tub Thump.
I was going to go with the Bouncing Cleric, which also. Kev, that's where you sneaked off. You take
the
whiskey
bar.
Drink, a vodka drink.
Yeah, I was going to say, the bar can only stock whiskey, vodka, beer, and cider.
And then when you need to pee,
specifically lager,
yeah.
Which I know that you don't like.
Yeah.
And when you need to pee, you use the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Use your own kitchen sink, though, mine.
Yeah.
Just the one with the beers.
Not the clean one. I don't clean the sinks on the sleeve.
Don't use the one on the galley. See? I pay attention.
Eventually, after... much confusion. Three of you went back to your place of residence aboard the Tel'dath, and Keth, you'd gone off for a sulk.
Reflection.
Yeah, grieving.
Stop sulking.
He's grieving at the not loss of his friend.
Yeah. Stop sulking at your friend's funeral.
Cheer up, will you?
He's alive.
He's attended.
Not many people can say that.
Don't most people attend their own funeral?
Yeah, true.
I mean, alive.
No, that's a fair point.
Sure.
I don't think they attend. I think they're brought there.
Yeah. Could you really go to a party if you've got no sort of choice in the matter whatsoever?
Falling into different categories of crimes.
Kidnapping.
There.
Yeah.
So, I suspect that you guys have a bit of a chill evening. You just Maurus, I'm guessing you probably went to your room.
Yes.
Had a bit of a sleep.
Going into your room.
You guys probably stayed up a little bit chatting, going, what the fuck's going on?
I'm staying in...
Sort of private communal space.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in the communal space because I kind of want to keep an eye on Malrus's door room because the last time we left him alone, he walked out of the grave. Mm. So I'm just going to keep
you
an
eye on... You didn't bury him!
No,
you didn't burn him!
God, you didn't bury me upside down.
Or akimbo.
Yeah, because he's got so much, he's got really muscular legs but really weedy arms.
I mean, there was a very real chance of a Viking burial at one point,
We were going to toss gobble you over the side.
Yeah. Into one of the long boats with all your possessions.
Don't just get Jeff.
It would have taken us about 40 different goes to try and hit the fucking boat, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It would have kept getting further. The check would be harder and harder as it got further away.
Jeffrey, bring us round again.
Quick, get the Valkyrie out. We're hunting this fucker down. We're taking him out if he kills us.
Fire the cannons!
Why are we in initiative?
Mortar!
Don't worry about how much damage you do. We just need to hit him.
It's what he would have wanted.
Disintegrates. Just vaporized this entire little boat.
Well, it's what he would have wanted.
Yeah. Walk back from that, motherfucker.
Keth, did you eventually go to the room or did you spend all night sulking?
I wasn't sulking.
He was reflecting.
My friend didn't die.
Yes. I mean, you've still been through grief, though, even though the person hasn't turned out to be dead.
There's a lot for Keth to take. Mm. It's a... If you can imagine if it actually happened.
I mean, it's struggle to comprehend the...
Same.
Yeah. But yes.
See what Derek himself... I've said a lot, but Derek himself is not saying anything. I don't know how to play my character anymore.
So Keth does show up a few hours later. And yeah, so in our rooms, there's like a communal area and then our rooms go off.
Yeah.
And exit off. He'll come back into the communal area and then just sit down next to the lads.
You see... that Jeff has pulled an armchair over to like next to Malice's door and he's sort of sat there and that he's trying to stay awake and no.
Are you in the communal area?
No, I'm not. He's gone to his room.
You've gone to your bed to go to sleep.
That's why I'm guarding his door.
Okay.
So as you walk in, you see Derek doing something on the sofa and I'm in the chair next to him.
Jeff. Well.
Clocked Malrus just doing a wanking symbol in the corner. Is that what you're up to?
No. You said he was doing something.
Oh, sorry. No. You got up to your room to try and recover. He's just there bashing one hell for fucking
hours. I'm so happy that Malrus is back.
Jeff, I was having the most marvellous
wet dream. we'll switch though.
It came true.
You should probably get some sleep.
Yes,
yeah, I'll take over, mate. Yeah. I'll take it's fine. Oh, hello, Keth.
And I'm going to come on the smallest little armchair that I can see.
But Keth, your breath smells of whiskey
and vodka,
lager, and
something like that.
Have you been eating apples?
I'm going to go this now. Dope. Maybe. I fell down and
it's fine.
I picked myself back up again.
Yeah. Well. You know.
And then I fell down again.
Yeah. They're never going to keep you down, Keth.
Nope.
Never.
So I'm back. But I do need to sit down again. But I've got a lot to think through, so you guys go off to bed.
Okay. Thank you, mate. We've had a long day.
Little nod to each other.
You've got drunk energy. Yeah.
Okay.
Keth will be in the armchair, sitting outside Malrus's room. You two go off for a sleep.
No, I've just woken up from a nap on the sofa.
You've just woken up.
I'm going to go off to bed.
No, I'm going to go with him.
Just go with him.
Oh, in the same room. Well, that was the wet dream, mate. I'm hoping you've made my dreams come true.
Yeah. I'm just going to fall asleep, whatever you want to do.
Derek, do you just sort of stand there watching him?
If you want to start a crack on some...
rubbing his upper thumb. No, I'm going to go to Mike.
That's
become
a thing now.
Yeah, it's not going to have any context, though.
No.
Well, I think you'll be able to infer, I guess.
All right, look, can I have a starter? Do you fancy a starter?
Yeah, I'm a bit tired for a main course, to be honest.
Yeah. What's dessert later?
Dessert's really off the menu.
Dessert's the sleep, isn't it?
this is the best bit. Yeah.
After you've had the main course.
I think you're doing it wrong, but God. Oh,
I love sleep.
Perfect. I love waiting.
It's just... waiting with your eyes closed.
Yeah, and I should hope James does too. I'm the audio listener. Yeah, Derek's going to go to his very separate room. To his very separate bed. And very separately lock the door. And then very separately...
pleasure himself to death.
Roll a stealth check for his activities in there.
Oh yeah, go on.
That is a...
roll for fapping.
He's actually not. No.
Oh.
It's more like... I didn't roll
it's more like...
at all. No, it's not. It's more like...
That's it. Just that one.
Just the...
He's taking a massive piss in the corner. That's better. He's got the shakes.
Just hear a sound of grinding as he cuts a small glory hole in the wall to Jeff's
It's really awkward to transition.
It's a small glory hole. It's just like the size of a football so Jeff can get through.
I thought you would hear a...
I know it's awkward to go. he's got a jar of bees in there. Awkward, sort of a handbrake turn, I guess, or a 180 more so. You just hear soft,
not uncontrollably, sort of trying to, but he's just letting, you know, himself drop into essentially sobbing.
And we took the piss out of you for wanking.
That's why I said it was a bit of a 180.
You cried out one eye, at least. Yeah.
Well, that's the eye patch. Got to take that off. I don't want a pie, right? I just want to start.
He's just here. Like, do you need any tissues in there, Derek?
No, go away. I'm doing drugs.
No! I'm just having sex in here with a beautiful girl. You don't know her.
I'm running with scissors and playing with knives.
I'm just mugging people like the good old days.
Feeding individual sheets of tissue underneath the door.
They just come back as sodden masses that clump up underneath. And then Derek just sticks his hand underneath the door as far as it can go and just holds it there.
For some reason my brain went to Jeff licks it.
and you just noticed that
that's what Jeff would do.
It's the instinct that I've got. I feel like I've covered Jeff enough this weekend to be able to really get into my
Both licks sort of like,
Jeff
licks it.
Just kind of like a cat or a dog. Just
Exactly.
It's okay. Huh. It's
just super weird.
At least I have me star wee star. I wonder what German meow's up to.
I thought they were on the Valkyrie.
They are. Yeah. They are.
Oh dear.
I'm your new
But Derek
baby.
Doesn't remember.
And Finn for Derek for the night.
In the chair outside Maris's room, because he did go and drink a lot of hard liquor. Kev is going to start.
Some cider.
Anyway, you've just witnessed Derek go into the room.
Another hard liquor over here.
This sort of weird back and forth with tissues going under the door. Then Jeff bend down, lick Derek's four fingers that are poking out from underneath. Then be like, night. Yeah. Oh, this has been a weird day. Yeah.
That's the least weird thing I've ever seen today.
Like, I'm so used to this shit.
I'm imagining you've got off to your room.
Ken is also
you're in your room, and that's all calmed down. And then
I'm in my room.
You're in your room, but you're in your room. And then Jeff's in your room.
Yep. Killing an ox in there.
We'll start to sort of do the nodding dog thing because he's had a few drinks, and then
what kind of drinks has he had?
Oh god, we've covered this. Yeah.
Fair enough.
And then
I'm not there.
As he starts to, as he does nod off, and the chin hits his chest, the phase time watch that was in his hand the entire time that Maris gave him just drops on the floor because thunk, because he doesn't let go of it since he walked out. So, but it's like. As he falls asleep.
Were both those sounds from his mouth? Or?
No. Obviously not from himself.
Goes in one end and out the other.
Yeah. It whistles as it goes through.
He's not got circular breathing. He's got linear breathing.
And he falls asleep in the chair outside Maris's room.
At this point, hearing the earthquake of a snore.
No, sorry, that was just something I was using in my room. Don't worry. No, I'm
gonna get up out of bed, unlock the door. I should probably roll stealth.
Yes, you absolutely should roll stealth.
You had one job, Kev. Sit there.
I thought he would, though.
Yeah, he would, definitely, if you've had a few drinks, and it's a comfy armchair.
You find out he's just raiding the fridge. Yeah.
You needed a piss, that's all it was. Got to get to the edge
just
of the
just pissed on all the food in the fridge.
Yeah, he just wakes up with a weird taste in his mouth. He's like, somebody feed me a steak.
That's a 16.
Where's the bathroom? Okay, yeah. I mean, this will be against other people's insight, but if you're asleep, it's definitely a disadvantage.
Yeah, Kath.
I'm not even in
the room.
Yeah. Kath? Insight at disadvantage, please.
Well, definitely not.
Well, maybe it could get worse.
What was it?
That's annoying.
18.
Oh, what was the low one?
Two.
Two, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're stealthy enough to not wake Kev up.
Excellent. I'm going to creep out with the Clockwork Dragon.
Right next to Kev's ear.
I'm going to pick up the phase time watch.
No, Jeff, go back to sleep.
Going to pick up the phase time watch, put it on Keth's lap, and walk out of the room, out the communal space, into the rest of the ship.
Okay, yeah. You do that. Where'd you go?
Just for a walk, really.
Just a stroll?
Just for a stroll. Reacquaint myself.
Okay.
It's, you know, fuzzy-headed, can't really remember my way around. It's a lot's gone on over the past few days.
Okay.
And just going to go for a walk.
It's the next morning. Keth, you snore yourself into consciousness. Your mouth is as dry as an arid desert.
And still tastes like piss.
Yeah. But the phase time watch is on your lap.
Oh. And he grabs it, puts it back in his big paw where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a stretch, stand there. And then you think he might go and check on Malrus.
Okay.
And he turns around out the chair and
the door just sort of slides open a little bit.
Oh.
Jeff's going to appear out of his room.
Boy, Keth, how did he go? Any issues with Malrus overnight?
Not that I heard.
Excellent. Let's go see how he is then. How is he this morning? Have you been to check on him?
Just about to.
Okay.
I'll just wait here. I'm going to put the kettle on. Do you want one?
Yeah, I'll see you in a minute.
Go.
Click, click, clunk, 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 click, click. Derek opens like 19 locks on his door.
Yeah.
Morning. Is Maros dead again or alive again or what?
I'm just about to go in and check on him.
Get up, Brudak.
Yeah, go on then. Absolutely gasping. I feel really dehydrated today for some reason. And again, devoid of any context to you guys, that could mean anything. Yeah. A lot came out of me last night. It felt good though. I feel unburdened, I think.
Keth is going to push open the door.
Okay.
What is roll perception? I don't know if you might snuck back in or something. But...
Yes.
18.
You see an empty room with a maid bed.
Oh, there's a maid in there.
It was just her bed.
Hold on, he's gone in the wrong door.
It's the maid's room.
Can I check under the bed?
Yes.
Just monsters? In case he slipped down the back of it.
For a maid.
Then it's just a little behind.
It's back of it.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
9.
Hello there.
You find one lone sock.
Not what you'd expect.
It's crusty.
Oh, it's all crusty.
it's just solid.
It's literally it's crusty it's stiff and says as a board.
You can knock nails
it's
in with it.
It says Jeff to yourself.
It says
why are you using my socks?
Happy last light, Jeff. Well, Malrus.
If he uses his socks, he'll have an old sock.
It's true. At least now we've each got one.
I buy my socks.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Is yours the left or the right?
Does it matter?
Yes.
There's a kink. It depends on which side you dress.
Which way you're bending.
Which way you dress.
I suppose you could just turn the sock around, couldn't you? It's a tube.
You know.
I don't use a sock. It's not a normal practice.
He claims.
I use.
No, he doesn't. No, he just doesn't wear. He just doesn't wear socks. He's used many.
Oh dear.
T-shirt.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Maris, where are you?
Other people.
Up on deck.
There you go.
Keth would have gone. Maris is gone. Maris is gone.
Yeah, little bastard. I knew it couldn't be Maris.
At that moment, Jeff's returning with 3 mugs of tea and he's just going to drop them.
What? Fucking tea everywhere.
No, he's returning with 3 mugs of tea. He's just taken a sip from his, dropped the other two, and he.
Spit takes all over.
What do you mean he's gone?
Straight into Derek's face. I'll just take it.
Yeah. Hot tea.
That's really hot.
There's a shower.
He's gone. You were on guard, Cass.
lost him once. How can you lose him again?
I didn't mean to. I must have just slipped away for a moment.
Fuck.
Oh, he fucking slipped away, hasn't he?
Jeff is charging out of the communal area out onto the deck at this point.
Yeah, I'm sort of in
big
panic
hunting
mode.
Well.
Yeah.
Losing your cleric once is unfortunate, but losing it twice now, that's careless.
Yeah.
I thought I could trust you, Kess.
I did lose him once on my own. This is the first time I lost a cleric.
It's like with virginity, right? The first time you lose it, it's big, really impactful. Second time you lose your virginity, it doesn't really matter.
And much. The first time there was quite a lot of blood.
Oh.
And a priest died.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the podcast.
We always felt like doing a really bad job as well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, what are we doing? Roll investigation if you want to find him.
Yeah, boy. 24.
15.
Jeff shouting off the side of the boat.
Maurus!
6. He's still a bit pissed.
Keith, you check the toilets. And, like, I mean the actual toilets.
Check his own pockets. Maurus!
I'm going to check at the bottom of this bottle of beer. He's small, he could have gone
the
in there.
Get
Hello there. Yeah. It's the same man.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell. I can only do two voices, I think we've established.
I can't deal with another episode with the characters.
No, he's not anywhere.
We need a break.
Jeff, you... Fuck's
sake. The temptation to just whip him out just any time.
Jeff, you...
That's what I feel like.
You have a look around, but you check kind of the wrong places. Derek, you head straight up on deck. You think searching makes sense to start top down. Start at the top, work your way down, flush the enemy out.
Oh, that's how Derek dresses as well.
Yeah.
This is hair first.
Hat. This is hair first, completely naked.
Hat. Shirt, tie, underwear, trousers, socks, shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a couple of times he's done shoes, then socks, but it didn't really work. Anyway.
Actually, Derek invented spats.
I have, yes. I did. I ended up doing that. No. Yeah, because some socks burst. Yes. A bit too stiff, I guess, and crusty. I'm searching top down. You're on the complete upper deck. Or is he in the crow's nest?
Yeah, this is I was about to head up there. That was going to be my next thought.
No.
I wouldn't have gone.
I definitely, that, I that's no where I'll be going next.
I have no association with it. I mean, 20... So I'm looking for Maurus. Maurus, has anybody seen Maurus? Mr. Toscobble, has anybody seen Captain Toscobble?
Oh, yeah, he's over there.
Well, that was easy.
Hello, Maurus. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're just having, just having breakfast. Fucking hell. We were worried about you, right? We've stone of fast speech timbers. We've stone of fast speech the hospital service.
Sorry, I turned mine off.
You've got to let us know. You've got to let us know before you wander off. Please. You can't scare us like that again.
You rolled.
Sorry, Derek.
Well, that croissant looks nice, though. Can I? I'm pretty hungry now. I'm up here.
Maurus!
Over here.
What? You found him. Maurus. Oh, fuck for you. Where have you gone?
I went for a walk.
How are you feeling today? You alright?
Still a little fuzzy headed.
Well, it's time to go back to sleep.
Better.
See, you could do one of two things. Yeah, you could either use magic or just clock him over the head.
I was just going to escort him back to the room.
It just sounds like a threat.
You can do one of three things there.
The long sleep.
Secret options.
Hello, time to go back to sleep, I'm afraid. In this bag.
I've got your sleeping bag.
Jeff, that's a great impression. Well done.
Right. Maurus.
Oh, so.
Yeah, it's early in the morning. Yeah. So throat's full of
your
crap.
Phase time watch goes off.
All right, Keith.
Where are you?
On deck with Derek and Jeff.
You see him in the background. He's still in the toilet, hunting around, looking around.
Where are you, bro?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
The toilet roll.
You're on deck. Oh, God. Okay, I'm coming up. And he closes the watch and runs upstairs.
Why is he so relaxed about all of this? Why is he so chill still?
I like to think you're an actual, like a brunch table. So there's like a newspaper and stuff. So he just puts it down.
It's
and
outside of a cafe, like, yeah.
A little bistro table on deck.
Mornings.
Watching the sea go by.
Just
all of the cups on every other table is like sloshing off, sloshing on the floor. Around. Mal's having to pick up his tea every night.
But still,
as the sauce is sliding back and forth. Well,
I don't want to tell you how you put it down.
He lifts it up. Then
and down
puts
again.
It back down again.
It's Gorgon Ram Smasher's brunch club.
Oh, nice.
So, as you, Keth, you eventually join them on deck and.
Relieved.
Relieved. You relieved yourself on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And.
He was in the toilet.
Yeah, he left the toilet, took a piss in a corner. came to find us.
And
sorry, I had to take it
too far. What? It's not a Keth impression. It's not a licensed Keth impression.
Have you guys heard my Keth impression?
It just turns into the crowd.
Yeah. Actually, I think I'm a little bit taller.
That's what he thinks.
Hunkers down. Hunkers down.
This is how.
Hello, I'm Keth.
So, what are we having for brunch? I'll have everything on the menu, please.
Transform back into Derek.
Fuck me.
That's spot on, that is Derek. Honestly.
When did you transform? Is Derek like. Is Derek almost like the character Derek is almost like go to sleep and then the Krampus takes over and then and does Derek like wake up in a different place? He's like, he doesn't know what the Krampus has said,
or has he witnessed him? Is he like
at the moment he doesn't seem the past couple of minutes or whatever, however long he's been talking, he doesn't seem to, sorry lads, I sort of maybe I didn't get enough sleep last night.
It happens a lot, Derek.
Drifted off there for a minute.
You got the same face that Maris has got on you there, Derek. You both have that sort of confused, oh, what the hell just happened here in my life moment face.
Isn't that my permanent expression?
Yeah, that or screaming.
I'm screaming or somebody is...
Ah, fuck you!
Okay, like being a bit saucy.
Get out of my room, yeah.
Just your street talk.
I need the loot. Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you in here in the middle of the night?
How did you undo all my locks? When's that nurse coming back? No means.
Kev will sit down next to Mara. Says,
when was the last time you saw the maid?
Are you going to eat all of that toast?
You can have some if you want.
Brilliant.
Derek's going to take a big swig of whatever coffee, chicory, whatever energy drink. It's not one of the dragon energy drinks, but whatever like coffee or tea that we're drinking.
Okay.
Wake up a little bit.
What are we doing?
You do the thing. And you're sitting having a bit of breakfast.
Do I have to roll to drink a coffee? Or?
No, you can roll for coffee, yeah.
How many caffeines do you get?
Yeah.
It's not bad. I think this is filter, or... It's definitely instant, though.
Starflower comes wandering over to you and she says, good morning, boys.
Morning, Starflower. Morning, Starflower.
How are you feeling today?
Really tired. Good, thanks, yeah.
A little better.
Dry.
Still a bit fuzzy.
The captain would like to see you at your earliest convenience, please.
Yeah, sure. We go now if you want.
At your earliest convenience.
Yep.
We sort of wait there for a minute, sort of gesturing to Starflower that we're going to try and finish our breakfast, but she just stands by the table. At your earliest convenience.
Keth is sort of hovering slightly close to Maurus because he's got an eye on whatever food items he doesn't eat. You know, like when you
fit... at the table.
Sitting with his mouth open.
Can I see that he's sort of...
role perception, yeah.
Like, hinting. They're like, gonna eat that bacon. Is that pancake going spare?
Both of those eggs?
Yeah.
Nancy stood there waiting to try and take his order, but he's just rather steal Maurus's food.
Did she come with us?
No.
No, she's back on the...
That's A13.
Here's a picture of her, though.
13, yeah, you... I mean,
that's mine. You haven't got
my idea. You kind of get the idea that
Keth
is eyeing up your breakfast.
Okay. Do you want to finish this on the way to Timber's cabin?
Really? Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Like Cookie Monster, it just straight down.
Then you head over to Timber's cabin, yes? So
Keth feels a bit better.
Derek leaves a tip for the breakfast.
Excellent.
Charge it to this person.
Leave a couple of gold on the table to make it look like he's paying. He's now just doing the tip bit. So get away with leaving.
No, actually, Derek would like to pay the bill in full, with a generous sort of 20% tip.
Okay,
nice.
Does the breakfast table? Because now just
how much
crash overboard? Now the rest of the shop we see.
How much breakfast did you have, Maurus?
I had a coffee and some toast.
Hash browns
and bacon sandwich.
It was delicious.
Double bread.
It's effectively the same.
That's why he didn't finish the toast.
Yeah.
I like the idea that the server at the end, once we all get up and leave, just comes out, picks up the table and just sort of empties it off the side. And just puts an empty, clean table back down.
Because they're really busy and they're just like not concentrating.
Oh, no, that's just how they clear tables. Yeah. They don't have to wash
with the gold on just, it. Oh, I thought you meant with the gold.
Oh, no, you take the money and then just everything overboard.
or they go to take the money for the bill and the ship lurches it all. <There you go. laughs> Whatever James wants.
No, that's fine. You can do that.
Each one happens to a different way.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
There's four tables, four different ways. It all happens.
There's three tables now.
Yeah. Whatever. Kef, I imagine you're going to get to the door first. As you like doors.
Oh, yes. Oh, I need to get back to
this. Is this your traditional cabin entrance?
Well, now that Maurus is back.
Yep.
And he's had some breakfast as well.
For free.
For free, yeah.
For free. Kef is going to be so pleased. He's going to take a rung up and almost flying headbutt the door. And he's so happy. Almost like pencil dive through headbutt.
Turns out it's actually a wall.
They've just painted a door on a solid bit of wall. Just nice. To catch you out. They've reinforced it and everything. It's got braces behind it.
Faraday cage.
Shall I roll to hit?
Yeah.
20.
Yes, it's
not natural.
Yeah, it's fine.
Guards, Pedro. It's the moment with the master time. I was getting involved in the story and I nearly forgot. Well, don't just sit there, Pedro. Go and get the drinks sorted. Come on. Right. It's dungeon master time. Well, I'm very pleased to have you back aboard again. Without you supporting our daft piratical antics every week, we would have run aground a long time ago. So from all of us here and the Roll Britannia crew, thank you so much for being here. And where has he gone? Ah! Well done, boy. Here after all. Oh, is that for me? I see you've been working on your cocktails down at Nancy's recently. Although some of the reviews were a little worrying. Okay. I'll try it then. Yes, I'm fine. Yeah, thank you. Okay, right. No, I don't like it. This isn't a cocktail, it's pure alcohol with some food colouring in it. Now, give me that scroll and go away and practice. So this week's shout out goes to Andrew Adams, who commented on our Facebook post about one of our Buccaneer showdowns between Derek and Jeff. Thank you so much for getting involved, Andrew. We're probably as undecided as you are. We might just have to do it for real. Yeah. Wait, what's that on the horizon? It looks like some ships. It's a fleet of sponsorships. Roll Britannia has partnered up with The Dice Dungeon, the UK's metal D&D dice specialist, home to a huge selection of our favourite metal dice. Their goal is to make truly stunning metal dice easily accessible to D&D players around the world. And with worldwide shipping, a range of colours of both metal and resin dice, The Dice Dungeon has the perfect set of dice for your table. And what's even better is that if you use the code ROLLBRIT, that's ROLLBRIT, you'll receive an amazing 10% off every product in the store. So, head on over to thedicedungeon.co.uk, check out their amazing range of dice, and when you find a set that you like, remember to use promo code ROLLBRIT to get 10% off.
Support for Roll Britannia is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in the business for men's below-the-waist grooming. Outside of just ball trimming, Manscaped are now focusing their efforts on helping out your crown jewels in other ways with their game-changing boxers. Now, when I say game-changing, I really do mean game-changing. These boxers have some incredible features, like the micromodal fabric, buttery soft and breathable, which helps to keep your cucumber cool. Walk, run, strut. These moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. Their tagless waistband hugs your body without digging in, and it lays flat against your skin to reduce that irritating chafing. And the feature so good it had to be trademarked, the Jewel Pouch. A pouch designed to cradle your jewels in their own special space, lined with perforated performance fabric to keep them well ventilated. Basically, just imagine your balls on the French Riviera, taking in the sea breeze, perhaps enjoying a locally sourced wine. So, let your balls breathe and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Plus, get 20% off and free shipping by using the code ROLLBRIT at manscaped.com. That's ROLLBRIT to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
We all love tabletop role-playing games, that's why we're here, but we also love miniatures to go along with them to really bring that game to life. And thanks to our friends at We Print Miniatures, we can help you do just that. We Print Miniatures was founded back in 2020 and are based right here in the UK with licensed miniatures from independent designers from around the world. All the miniatures are between 28 and 35 millimeters and are printed in-house using a specially formulated grey resin. And the great news is that we can help you get your hands on all of these for an amazing 10% off using promo code ROLLBRIT. That's R-O-L-L-B-R-I-T. And if you're outside the UK, the news just keeps getting better because they ship to the UK, the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, Ireland, and all the shipments are tracked to your door for peace of mind. Over the last 2 years, they've shipped over 25,000 miniatures and are backed up by the best guarantee in the industry. So if you want to help bring your game to life with these amazing 3D miniatures, then head over to weprintminiatures.com/rollbrit and check out the selection that's on there. They really have got something for everyone's game. And get yourself 10% off using our promo code ROLLBRIT. So head over to weprintminiatures.com/rollbrit and use promo code ROLLBRIT for an amazing 10% off your entire order. Sponsorships are away, but if you'd like a shout out of your own, well, there's one thing you have to do first. Just search for us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Discord, whichever you like. It doesn't matter. You'll find us on them. So tag us in a post, send us a photo of your latest stuff from the Royal Britannia merch store. There's loads of great gear on there, by the way. Go and check it out. Or just send us a nice message. We don't care, just as long as you get involved. Now, we do need a little bit of your help. If your ears are enjoying what they're hearing, you haven't done one yet, why not write us a smashing 5-star review, eh? It doesn't matter how you listen to our piratical pandemonium, iTunes, Spotify, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, or whatever, there will be a way to leave a review on there. I'm certain of it. Probably, you know, it'll take you less time than it takes to listen to this ad break to write, and you'll have done a really nice thing, and we really, really appreciate it, of course. And, of course, bash that subscribe button and get your friends to do it too, or you shall find yourselves consigned to Derek's dungeon. The voice. Right, that's enough from me. There's adventuring to be done and treasure to dig up, buckles to swash. So, get back in there. Go!
You go sailing through this
boom! I'm back! After fucking amazing!
Good morning, Kef.
You were the one who died, Kef.
What? We were concerned about your health.
No, but he's cheered up right now. He's got his buddy back and he's had some free breakfast. It's great!
I like how he's more excited about the free breakfast.
His buddy's back.
Yeah. Free breakfast from him.
I said buddy first.
Good morning, Kef. And good morning, boys.
Morning, Timbers.
Captain, sorry.
Pleasure to see you. I hope you have rested well. And this silliness from yesterday is behind us. Let us step forward into the future. I have for you a small gift. And he snaps his fingers. And
the lights come on.
And he's naked.
Clap on, clap off.
he's naked.
And yes.
Time for his sexy party.
The lights go down, a pole appears in his desk.
I can't do a Timber's accent either.
Can I be on the outside of the door when you lock it, please?
You'll be charging entry, though.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, well, that's why I do have
You'll
to
be making money off it.
Pour some sugar on me, please, you know.
He's got a sliding opening door. Shall I have a peek? Yeah, yes, enough.
It's just pour some sugar on me, then Mustang Sally, and then back to the first song again.
Yep. No. He snaps his fingers and one of the crew comes in dragging a very large chest.
It's oh, what's her name?
Yeah. Kef would like to bury his head in it. I go.
kept back.
Talk about buried treasure.
Oh, dear. Apparently, it's a sea chest.
You know what? Actually, I've just had an idea for a new boat with a motor on board. What's a motor? No idea.
No idea.
He says, boys, I promised you some gold, and gold you shall receive.
I'm excited.
Yep, same. There's just four pieces of gold at the bottom of that chest.
Is that everyone? Massive pot. Just four individual bits of gold. Just laid out really neatly.
This is all that's left, yeah. This is your
fair share. Those coins have been melted down into bigger coins that are worth loads more money.
Yes!
Yes!
But they're about the size of a dinner plate.
Size of hubcaps.
You have to pay for it and go, there's no change available.
What? This coin is worth more than my shop, you freak.
I only wanted a coffee.
There's not enough change in the world.
Sorry, we've run out of mugs. You can't have a coffee. They've all gone fucking overboard. Yeah. Along with most of our staff and our customers.
Oh, dear.
Tables are clean, though.
yeah. It's quick service.
Yeah, talk about fast food. Get in.
They turn those tables around so fast.
Yeah. Staff turnover is pretty high.
Oh, the tables have certainly turned on us.
Inside this chest, when he opens it up to show you, stop it! Stop it!
Well, stop giving us ammunition.
I have to use some words.
The English language has so many double meanings. It's amazing. Yeah.
You and your crew do a long time, James.
Other than some lovely areola,
I've had a tundra about two at the same time.
I can't even say box.
You did that all by yourself.
There's a fancy crate.
Mm. Yeah, that's really difficult.
Yeah. Honest, guys.
Fine, you can carry on with this.
Yeah.
Give us some gold then.
Inside is mini gold, although slightly fewer than there was approximately 3 minutes ago.
By some considerable way.
It's approximately half.
There's no holes in this crate.
It's disappearing before your eyes.
Okay, I'll be good now.
You open up, and inside is 30,000 gold pieces.
Whoa.
Please divide this amongst yourselves.
7.5 each, guys?
Well, I mean, I'm happy with that.
Sick?
Yeah.
It's another large amount of gold.
I'll start counting.
I mean, like I say, how much is enough?
Two. One for you.
Jeff, we'll let Timbers crack on with his day. We'll count it.
Oh, he scoops the few coins he's got back in the chest.
Yeah.
Dragged it out.
Yeah.
I'll count in there.
Yeah, we'll put it in there.
One for you.
I believe our quartermaster would like to see you. Ooh. Yes.
Keth. Oh, no, that's the Tel Daf quartermaster. Not, sorry, yes. Sorry. We've got our own thing going on at the moment.
Very exciting.
I'm up to you now.
Oh, very good. Keth, you made it to quartermaster already.
I did.
Very good.
So as a quartermaster, when you're off duty, that's when you can't drink. When you're on duty, you're drinking the whole time. Or is it the other? Is it?
I just think if Keth's awake.
Boys, I must warn you. The financial year has just begun.
Oh, fuck.
Frostbeard, bless his heart, has requested a rather larger budget this year, and given the sudden windfall of the Tel Dath, I find it very hard to refuse him. He has put in some rather large expense claims, so I have not a clear idea of what he has in store for you, but just know that I am sorry.
Can you tell us one of the items that you thought was a particularly strangely large expense?
I can tell you the strangest thing on the list. He asked for a very, very large boxing glove.
Fucking get in! Really? That sounds really strange, that is.
Several feet in diameter for some reason. I'm not certain whose hands it'll fit on, but I'm certain you will find out in due course.
Fascinating. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I'll tell you what. Don't tell us any more, Timbers. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
Seems like something you shouldn't know the ending of.
Yeah. Colour me intrigued and let's move on.
Very good. Right, boys. There will be discussions to be had later, but I believe it is time for you to celebrate, for you have achieved something here. You helped us score the largest haul our little community has ever achieved. And it seems you have acquired another piece of eight. How fantastic for you.
What's that now? Six?
Five pieces of eight.
What's that now? Six?
Well sung, Jeff.
Thank
a voice like that would sit at home with my people.
Thank you, Timbers. That's karaoke.
Famed we were.
Wow, that is high praise indeed.
Famed we were for our voices.
I mean, if yours is anything to go by.
Thank you. Right, boys. I have captaining to do, and
yep.
I'm certain you have fun and games to be had with Flint Frostbeard. If he weren't such a damn good quartermaster, I'd have to throw him off the ship. But I know I can rely on him. He's just insane.
He's just fantastic at his job, ever since he stopped drinking.
I believe the drinking was the problem. As soon as he stopped, he went off the edge.
It mowed him down.
He was born too sober, just like my dad. Yeah.
Yes, he's so born two or three drinks below par.
Below par, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. I've tried to convince him of this, but he insists on sketching out infernal games.
Take some notes, Keith, because that quiz was pretty good that you did for us, but, you know, next time I will want to have to not wear my trousers.
I'm going to learn from the best.
His filing system is second to none, so if you are looking to acquire some knowledge on the old...
You say filing system, but we've seen him. He just pulls rubbish out of his pockets.
It's just bits of lint and a whole proceed.
But he knows where every item is. It's incredible.
True, and that's how he submits all of his expenditure as well. He's got the receipts.
He does submit his receipts in a sack. It's filed very much like this. He says, these are very, very recent. These are all others.
These are today.
All other times. It's a bloody nightmare for the accountants. I won't mind telling you.
Yeah, that's what they pay for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I do pay him the big gold. Well, our highest paying one earns a whole gold a week.
Oh.
A man can live like a pauper in Neverwinter on that.
Yeah. True, but in Nassau...
Can live like a pauper. Took a second to register in my head.
But on Nassau...
And Nassau, with this amount of gold coming in, I shudder to think what the economy's going to do, but we shall try and spend it overseas, as they say.
Oh, yeah, let's flood the Neverwinter economy with it.
Fuck them.
Although, to be fair, we are sort of then stealing it and giving it back to them.
In exchange for goods. Fantastic work.
Fair enough.
Rather than stealing the goods.
Sorry.
Yes. Fine, then.
Yes. Sometimes
it's much easier to write off with a tax man.
Yes, sometimes instead of stealing things, money can be exchanged for goods and services. I need to remember that. Yeah.
We call them purchases.
Like in Argoose.
Yeah.
I thought that was just like a house
rule. It's
not
a one-time thing, no. There's other places do it as well.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to.
Do other places lock their doors at night as well?
Yeah, but that's normally, I mean, they don't want you to go in. That's not an open invitation, like you take it.
I have got the wrong end of the stick. Probably a few apologies.
That's some egg on your face, certainly.
Yes. You've got some lettuce. Sorry, we've just come from breakfast.
You've got some
boys.
Lettuce,
boys.
Yeah. Got some apologies to make.
It's a grand return indeed, but please, I have business to attend to. Fuck off.
Captain.
Fuck off, Captain. As we leave, can I just make a quick perception check to see if I can spot any kind of cupboard in this captain's cabin?
What, in case of a backup
just
captain? Yeah, okay, wrong perception.
Natural one.
Yep, you can see one.
Oh, no, that's Timbers.
It's just a mirror.
It's a mirror. It's a picture of it.
It's Derek's own reflection.
It's an oil painting of Timbers on the wall.
His eyes are following me around the room and I'm just standing in front of the real Timbers.
It's so lifelike.
His eyes are suggesting Jeff's I move towards the door.
Jeff's going to walk up to Derek, just put his arm around him. Come on, mate. Sorry, Timbers. Fuck off, Timbers.
I think there may have been something in that coffee. His Derek just shaking.
You're wired. Come on.
As the last one out
wired for sound.
Of the cabin, I just want to check the mirror out one more time. I'll turn to Timbers and say, they said that Cade was on board?
Indeed, young Toscobble.
Can I talk to him at some point?
He's unavailable at present. Maybe someday.
Well, let me know when he becomes available.
He is teaching us things.
He taught me a few things as well. I'm just going to say, fuck off, Captain.
Hey, Derek, what do you
fuck off, young Toscobble.
This Cade business is a bit crazy, isn't it?
Fuck. Well, I'll tell you something about Cade. He's some of the most fun I've ever had torturing somebody. Krampus, really good at torturing. Honestly, he's got so many good ideas. And when we actually do sync up and, like, the two of us are able to chat for a little bit between swap overs. I mean, shift change. The whole beer thing was his idea.
What do you mean you tortured him?
I mean, I told you I was going to. Actually,
we didn't know what you did.
Sorry. Allegedly. Really uneasy about whether he got away with that one. I'm surrounded by pirates. So,
yeah.
No, look at that over there.
All I hear is allegedly when I walk
up to you. Allegedly, Jeff. Those are just rumours about me.
Are you going to go and see Flint Frostbit?
Yes.
Or are you going to go and stash your gold somewhere? Bearing in mind you're dragging a huge chest.
We shoved it in the wizard's sleeve.
Yeah. Well,
oh, you put it in the wizard's sleeve?
Yeah, I think you did mention
it
before.
I don't know why it's putting it in the wizard's sleeve. I would then count it out.
We'll just do it while we're outside, while he's checking himself out.
All fully long rested and everything now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, cool. Full night's sleep.
You fell asleep, remember, Kath?
Oh, but I mean,
and let Malrus escape.
Yeah, you did do that.
That was quite a long rest you took.
He's back. Yeah, when you were meant to be on watch.
I know.
That's okay.
This is for the ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Feeling healthy, are we, Kath?
Looking really good today. Really refreshed, Kath.
Everybody else got bags under their eyes, especially Malrus.
Yeah. From worry.
Kath's still getting the sleep out of it.
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
We've stashed the gold, so Flint Frostbit.
Yeah, Flint Frostbit. Mm-hmm. It's basically exactly the same as last time we got here. Push the gold that we get from Timbers into the Wizard's Sleeve, head to Flint Frostbit, do a game.
Rinse and repeat, yeah.
Then we're going to get the gold out of the Wizard's Sleeve, maybe go do some shopping unless Flint kills us all.
Okay.
Which you know, might happen.
You head off towards Frostbeard's quarters. As you approach the stairs to go down, Maurus, time stops. You are in a strange place. A place surrounded by cogs and gears.
Do you want us to take our headphones off, Jeeves?
Yeah, take your headphones off. So. There you go. A place surrounded by cogs and gears. A place that...
It's the first time it's happened, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
A place that is filled with the sound of ticking and talking.
It's a mobile app.
How did you have such good comic timing without being able to hear what's going on?
Yeah. You're frozen in time. Shut up. And you find yourself on a sort of metal catwalk thing in between two big rows of cogs and gears that are spinning at various different speeds, some going incredibly slowly, others whirling around at an incredibly high rate, and things swinging back and forth, keeping things in time and regulating the behaviour of all these cogs and gears. And then, Maurus, you hear a voice.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
My name is Kronos.
Hello, Kronos.
Hello. What's your name?
Maurus.
Hello, Maurus.
How
are you?
Not too bad.
You? Had something of mine.
Was it that watch?
Yes. That's right. That watch was mine.
Already so tired. Please. Sway.
Very, very drowsy.
Well, that can happen sometimes. How about we chat for a minute? Yes?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Try to stay with me, Maurus.
Okay.
Maurus, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a bit of a big deal.
Are you?
Yes. I am.
Hope no one's driving while they're listening to this.
You see, Maurus, I'm just as important as the sun in the sky. And the ground on which you walk.
Okay.
I make sure that grass grows. I make sure that people know the feeling of the sun on their cheeks.
Maurus starts swaying.
You see, Maurus, without me, there's nothing in the world that can be.
Are you time?
Well done, Maurus. That's me.
Oh, what do you want from me?
I want lots of things, Maurus. I want all kinds of things. But just like the ticking of a clock, I take and I give. So, Mr. Maurus, how about this?
Yeah, I know. Got me sharp. Got me quiet.
It's literally every single one. That's what I'm doing. That, yeah. Which is what you do at like poetry gigs and stuff. Like,
you do the silent clapping.
Fucking great, yeah.
I give you something, and you give something to me.
What do you want?
Chair's too creaky.
Some chair oil, is that what he wants?
It's clock.
I'm lying there. I'm some D look
greaser,
around.
Please.
Some
WD-40, please.
I'm just going to look around the area in which I'm standing and just watching all the cogs and listening to the voice, trying not to fall asleep.
There's a kind of rhythm to everything around you, and it's synchronising quite nicely with the voice.
How about you give to me some health?
Okay.
And how about you give to me some of your dexterity?
How much do you want?
An amount will be fine. But that will not be all that's mine.
Dropping hot ones. Yeah.
That's sick beats.
You see what you think of me? Well, I just want your mare, Marie's. But have no fear, I won't be mean. I don't want them all. You see, I just want some of them.
Which ones?
There's nothing that you can worry about. You see, I won't be taking things that you still think about. But thinking's not the only thing that you can do at night. You see, one thing I'd like to take is your night sight.
Okay.
But as I said, this isn't just a greedy one-way track. To you, Mr. Maurus, I'll give you something back.
I'm a bit pentameter. Yeah.
It's like Shakespeare in motion.
Well, the motion being backwards.
Yeah. It's just swaying.
Right? Yeah. I don't really need to do it for the mic. It just helps me kind of keep that.
Yeah. Keep going. Go on. Go on. Come on. I'm feeling it, man.
Time is such a tricky thing. So here's what I propose. A chance for you to fix mistakes and to have another go.
Yeah. I'm not done yet. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, and the world returns to normal. Okay. Maurus.
Mm-hmm.
You feel a few very strange things happen. You feel your sort of vitality. You feel your sort of overall life expectancy almost decrease. You feel yourself getting slightly weaker. You feel yourself losing, oh, let's say, 22 hit points.
Oh, whoa. I mean...
That happens to the best of us.
I mean, I didn't hear anything.
What's just happening there? Malus looks ridiculously weak.
Mm. You also feel yourself losing 2 dexterity points. You also feel yourself... You feel your eyesight changing slightly, and you feel like... although you don't have dark vision, you feel like even at night now, you would struggle to see. You feel like at night you'd have disadvantage on any attack.
Ooh, okay.
Gonna have, he's still got memories.
What memories do you want?
I've forgotten that.
That's how good he is.
Yeah, he's already taken them.
The memories of some of the happiest days of your childhood. The days of playing with your brother Milo and your sister Xamphia in the sunshine at the Toscobble Estate. You feel those memories drifting out of your mind.
Yep. Do I remember?
No, that's the point.
No, wait. Do I remember anything?
Just a blank slate now.
Or is it just...
Just some of those happy days, some of the most happy days from your childhood, just start to drift away. And then you find in your pocket a watch with 2 buttons on it.
Hmm.
And when you open it, you hear a voice in your head. And it says,
Maros, this is my gift to you. You may use this twice.
This clock's only right twice a day. Even a broken clock's right twice a day.
Once, when you need to do something in the future, something to give you a helping hand, something that will help your present self out, and the other time, you may use it when you need another go. When your first attempt has caused such disastrous effects to such disastrous consequences that you want to take it all back, and try all over again.
How far back does it go?
A little way.
Yeah.
Silent sandwich making.
So just 2 seconds. And the voice fades away, and you find in your hand this glorious golden pocket watch. Different, newer looking than the one you handed to Timbers. But it does indeed have 2 buttons. One with 2 little triangles facing in one direction. And the other with 2 little triangles facing the other.
That the clicks.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
Is the dragon still on my shoulder?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Nice.
And then you join your friends downstairs as time restarts, and you head downstairs to go and see what the fuck Flint Frostbeard has got in store for you.
He's fucking nutter.
A reborn cleric has a knob and Derek has a croy. Kath fails at being a guard. Myra sneaks out on the sly. Kath feeling good cause he's got gold and has free bacon. Timbers warns the bucks about Frostbear's latest creation. Myra requires to see his brother. Eager for interrogation, they shove their gold into the sleeve for easy transportation. Myrus meets a god of time, a hypnotic fella named Kronos. A bargain is made, Myrus returns sporting a fancy watch. So what game will they face from this crazy quartermaster? Well, I shall find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Right, so, I'm just talking to this thing, yeah?
You want bonus audio?
I did it! Everyone's still alive and I did magic!
Harriet Potter and the Goblet of Fireman. We're going to be starting with the fourth book, because it's the only one I've got clean at the moment.
If I ever see him again, I'll show him what for next time.
You want bonus booty?
Terence, can I borrow the rod?
What?
Game on.
When the going gets tough,
the tough gets toss cobble.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done. Oh,
damn, that did not have the effect I was hoping for.
You want a picture drawn body by a member of the crew?
What kind of bonus were you hoping for?
A really big one. A beginner's bonus.
Or join the Roll Britannia Patreon.
I'm sorry, I just didn't want you to go.
Available now.
So, really, the next option is violence.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like,
yeah.
Well, join the Roll Britannia Patreon. Available now.